Good morning, everybody. This is a new episode of the One on One. It's out of my norm of how I normally record, but I'm actually coming off a really good high that I had to talk about really quick. So this weekend, yesterday actually, my best friend was a part of a pop-up shop. MV Boutique was a part of a pop-up shop in Chicago. And the reason why I'm on such a high is because it was great. It was wonderful. She did very well. But it was also inspiring, awe-inspiring, and it was wonderful to see that all of the vendors there were women and black women. And for me, it feels so good to see black women on their shit, especially black women from Chicago. I don't know what it is about us that I love. I just do. And it was just so inspiring and wonderful to see that all these women were just doing their thing, like selling their products or owning their businesses and things like that. One lady in particular, it's actually two, that I wanted to say that thank you so much. There was a Chicago cake dealer. Let me tell you about this cake that she had. It wasn't even cake, it was cheesecake. And she had peach cobbler cheesecake, strawberry peach cobbler cheesecake, strawberry shortcake cheesecake, red velvet cheesecake, turtle cheesecake. She had all these things. She was sampling it, and she was selling these cups for like $5. And she was so sweet and like just knowledgeable about her products and how she made them. And it was just wonderful to see that someone else, pretty girl, really on her shit, who also had a normal job. So not only are you trying to own your own business and more than likely a mother, but like starting a business as well. So it was just wonderful to see. But back to her in particular, she supported so much, so much. It was so many things on the rack that she bought, so many things on the table that she bought. So, of course, I had to support her, and when I did not regret it. I literally bought one of everything, and needless to say, my big brother, who loves sweets, who I bought it for, he ate three of the cups in one night, did not share with his kids, did not share with my sister-in-law. So, girl, you got a good product. There also was another young lady who told us that she's actually a hairstylist, but she also cooks for events and things like that. Fancy Eats. She had different varieties of pasta. So she had a scampi pasta that had salmon and shrimp. She had jerk chicken and shrimp pasta, regular chicken Alfredo pasta. And it was wonderful. I actually bought it for me to have, well, me and my other friends, because it was a really large portion. I bought it for us to have, and I didn't even get a chance to eat much of it because it was so good that they really enjoyed it. And of course, I'm not eating carbs that much, but it was just something for us to have. And she was so nice and so sweet, and was just explaining how she does hair, and but she also does this as well. And it was just inspiring to see all these women doing their shit. Like, it was very, very, very inspiring. So I just wanted to put that out there in the atmosphere that today, if there's anything that you want to do or you feel like you want to do and you feel like you can't do it, just do it. Just do it, because the only person getting in your way is you. It was so wonderful to see all these women who, like I said, are moms. They're moms with regular 9-to-5 jobs, and they're still opening businesses. That made me so happy to see, and it just made me want to support more and more and more and more. And I want more people to get out and live out their dreams. But more importantly, it felt great to see my best friend live out her dream, like something that she's always wanted to do since we were 10 years old. So it was wonderful to see that, but I thought it was great also for the networking aspect, which I speak highly of. I think it's important to network and get to know people and not be shy and not be timid or not be mean and just not want to meet people, to get out and meet people so people know who you are, they know your product, and they know your face. I thought that was a wonderful thing. And so I really wanted to speak on that, but I also wanted to speak on support when it comes to opening businesses and things like that. Your biggest support system is going to come from people you don't even know. Half the time, the people who are in your inner circle won't support you as good as the people who outside your circle. Now, for my circle, I can say that we all support each other. We push each other hard. But it's few and far between the people who will say, like, oh, I can't wait till you do this. I can't wait till you do that, blah, blah, blah. And then when you do it, or when you open this business, or you start this thing, they are nowhere to be found. And it's okay. Don't get frustrated with them. Don't get upset with them. Do your shit. Do your shit and have fun with it and make your money. Because when you get up to where you're supposed to be, when you get up, I'm telling you, them same people asking for discounts. now. Some same people saying, I knew you was going to do it, and blah, blah, blah. Well, bitch, why you ain't support me in the beginning? And support goes a long way. It ain't just buying some shit. You can share it. We live in a social media age. You can share it. You can like it. You can post it. You can tell a person about it. You can give out a business card. There's so many things you can do to support another person that doesn't include spending money. It doesn't include spending money at all. So don't get frustrated if that person or those people aren't supporting you. It's fine. They ain't got to. Because when your return comes from all them other people that support you, don't even fucking know you, it's going to be even better. And then you build more relationships with more people. And then you just tend to grow and get better. So don't worry about that. But I just wanted to speak on what I saw yesterday. I thought it was so beautiful. I thought it was wonderful. I'm just one of those people who I really love to see women doing their shit, especially black women, and especially black women from Chicago. I don't know what it is about Chicago women that I just love to see us win, but I just do. And it was just a wonderful thing to feel like there were so many entrepreneurs in one room, and they all were women. And there was a man there. I'm not going to take from him. I just cannot remember his name, and I cannot remember the name of the brand. I apologize. I got the car somewhere, but I'm on my way to work, and I just really wanted to talk about this. It was on my spirit. I had to say something about it. Also, this weekend, I'm coming off a great high because I got to visit a friend who I haven't seen in months or maybe a year. And I love when you can actually link up with a person and it feels like no love is lost. You link up with a person and, you know, it feels like I just saw you yesterday. I love that. That's how I know when something is genuine. So it was like I literally sat down like, girl, let me tell you my business. You know, and she was like, girl, I got some stuff to tell you. So I love that. I love when it's that genuine. I love when, and she's also a business owner. She does hair. She actually did mine. So, and I'm all for supporting black businesses and supporting my friends. So I could have went to a bunch of different people who was in the Chicagoland area, but instead I decided to drive an hour and a half away so I can go to her, mainly because I missed her, I missed her children, and I like her work. So if anyone sees me and wants these really long knotless braids, I went to my friend. Her name is Nia. Her Facebook name is Nia's Touch. That's N-I-A apostrophe S, the word touch. Also, the vendors that I actually talked about was Envy Boutique. Of course, that's my best friend. That's E-N-V-I-E Boutique. The cake that I enjoyed and that my brother did not share was from the Chicago Cake Dealer. The pasta that we all liked was from Fancy Treats. I know they all have Facebook and Instagram pages of that name, of the names I just said. So I'll actually link them below. But I really wanted to touch on it because it just felt so good to be in a room full of people. And also the woman who threw the actual pop-up shop, the face was hers, also a black woman. So it just felt good. It felt so good. And I just had to talk about it. I had to say something. And I wanted to start my week off with a positive note. And what better positivity than women in a room making money, supporting each other's businesses, networking with each other, and also getting to know other people, like literally getting to know them. So I just wanted to get that out there. So I hope you guys have a wonderful and productive week, a great week this week. It's Valentine's Day this week. It's also All-Star Weekend in Chicago. Chicago, do not embarrass us in front of company. Do not. Specifically, you 290ers. Don't embarrass us. Don't be bopping and shit like that. Don't embarrass us. Just be cool. Okay, you guys have a wonderful week. And I will talk to you later on this week when I'll have a new episode.